Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we're doing a deep dive on something pretty huge, AI and how it's going to change the future of work. You guys sent in a ton of reports, really heavy hitters, Accenture, PwC, McKinsey, even the AI index itself.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack, that's for sure. It seems like everyone wants to get past the hype and understand what this AI revolution really means for them, you know, on a practical level.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. The first theme that stood out is that this isn't some far-off sci-fi scenario anymore. Mm-hmm. The AI revolution is already here.
It's kind of wild when you think about it. Accenture even compared the potential impact of generative AI to, like, the agricultural and industrial revolutions. Those totally reshape society. They're suggesting this will be on that scale.
Whoa, okay, that's a bold statement. Are they really saying AI will be as transformative as those historical revolutions? I mean, what makes them so sure?
Well, PwC actually looked at the data, not just theory. They analyzed something like 500 million job postings. Hard data right there, showing AI's impact on hiring trends right now in real time.
Okay, so this is already happening. AI is making moves in the job market as we speak. But what does that actually mean for people? Which brings us to, I guess, that theme of opportunity versus anxiety, right? Any big change like this is going to bring mixed feelings.
For sure. And Accenture found this really interesting trust gap. Get this, 94% of workers, almost everyone, they said they're ready to learn new skills for AI. Sounds promising, right?
Yeah, people are willing to adapt, but there's got to be a catch.
Huge catch. Only 5% of organizations are actually investing in reskilling their workforce at scale. That's a massive difference and probably explains a lot of the anxiety people are feeling.
It's like saying, hey, learn new tricks, but not giving anyone the tools or the training. No wonder people are stressed. And it's not just individual workers, right? PwC also asked CEOs about all this.
They did. And 84% of CEOs believe AI will definitely boost efficiency, which, you know, is the big selling point. But here's the thing. 70% of those same leaders said AI is going to significantly change how companies create value, how they even define success.
So it's not just about doing the same work faster. It's about fundamental changes to business models. The whole game is changing.
Exactly. And that's where the anxiety makes total sense. We could be talking about restructuring entire industries.
Okay, buckle up, everyone. This is big. And to make it even more complex, Thomson Reuters found that professionals are more worried about relying too much on AI than they are about it being used maliciously. That's an interesting twist.
It is interesting. It shows that people are already thinking about the ethical implications of AI, even at this early stage. It's not just about robots taking our jobs. It's about how we use this tech responsibly and what happens if we become too dependent on it.
Ooh, that's a whole other deep dive waiting to happen. But for now, let's stick with the work itself. Because this isn't just about coders. Theme three is that AI is going to impact just about every industry you can think of, healthcare, manufacturing, even creative fields.
McKinsey really dug into this, and it's illuminating, to say the least.
Yeah.
They modeled how AI might reshape specific industries, and it's a mix of exciting and, frankly, a little unsettling.
Okay, so what did they find? How will AI impact specific industries?
Well, take content creation, for example. It's changing marketing, sure. But it could completely revolutionize fields like law and financial services. Tasks that involve tons of data analysis, drafting complex documents, even giving financial advice, AI could be doing a lot of that.
So that anxiety about relying too much on AI is starting to make more sense. We're talking about roles that have always required human judgment, human expertise.
It really is a huge shift, and it raises a really important question. How do we future-proof ourselves in this new world of work?
Right, which brings us to theme number four, skills transformation, what you need to do to thrive. And again, it's not just about robots taking over. It's about humans adapting, learning new tricks to stay ahead of the curve. PwC actually identified the fastest growing skill categories.
Some of them were pretty surprising.
Totally. Like AI, ML inference. Okay, that makes sense. But then they hit us with yoga sport instructors.
Is Zen the key to surviving the AI revolution? I'm not so sure about that one.
Right. Very intriguing. Maybe it means we'll all need to find ways to manage the stress of all this change. Maybe we'll need those yoga instructors more than ever.
Okay, so mental well-being, noted. That's going to be key. But what about practical skills?
Well, luckily, we're not totally in the dark. The AI-enabled ICT Workforce Consortium put out this really helpful report. They give really specific training recommendations for 47 different ICT job roles, from entry level all the way to senior positions.
So no matter where you are in your career, there's some guidance out there. That's a relief. But it's not all about becoming a tech whiz, is it? Not at all. And this brings us to our fifth and final theme for this part of our deep dive. The human factor remains crucial. AI might be the engine, but we're still in the driver's seat, for now anyway.
Okay, tell me more about this human factor. Why is it so important in a world that seems to be getting more dominated by AI every day?
Well, KPMG found that almost 40% of workers feel like the productivity gains from AI are actually outweighed by how it impacts their well-being.
Wow, almost half of workers saying AI is doing more harm than good to their mental health. That's a huge red flag. What are they struggling with specifically?
It's complicated, but it seems like this constant pressure to adapt, the fear of losing their jobs, and just having more and more tasks automated is really taking a toll. More stress, more anxiety, and just this feeling of being disconnected from their work.
That's really concerning. It's easy to get excited about AI's potential, but we can't forget about the human cost. We have to find ways to integrate it so it supports well-being, not just productivity.
Absolutely. And that's where those uniquely human skills are going to be even more important. Thomson Reuters found that professionals actually think AI will increase demand for things like problem solving, creativity.
Really? Empathy.
Yeah.
Things AI can't replicate, at least not yet.
Exactly. So yeah, we need to be ready to learn new technical skills, but it's those human qualities that are going to really set us apart in this new world of work.
It's not about becoming AI. It's about becoming more human. I love that. But let's go back to that trust gap for a second. Accenture found that 94% of workers are ready to learn new skills for the AI age. But very few companies are actually investing in that training. Host speaker, Kant. So it's not just about workers being willing, there's a responsibility on companies to provide those opportunities.
100%. Accenture actually found this group they call reinventors companies that are going all in on AI, seeing it as a major driver of change. They're not just dipping their toes in, they're diving in headfirst.
But like the real trailblazers in this new world, what makes them different?
Well, almost half of them realize that their current ways of doing things, their processes, they're going to need a major overhaul to really make the most of AI. They're not just tacking AI onto old systems. They're completely rethinking how work gets done.
So they're not just adding AI to the mix. They're using it to completely change the recipe. That's really interesting.
Right. And it's not just about the tech either. Over half of these reinventors are also redesigning jobs and roles with AI in mind. And they're involving their employees in the process, which builds trust and transparency.
So it's a two-way street, not just bosses dictating from on high. That makes sense. It's about bringing people along on the journey, not just telling them what to do.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference in how people feel about these changes and how they adapt. And it's not just about learning new roles entirely. Accenture found that a whopping 44% of working hours in the U.S. could be impacted by AI.
Hold on. Impact, that's a pretty broad term. Does that mean those hours could be completely automated away or augmented by AI in some way?
It's both. And that percentage is even higher in countries like the UK, where more jobs involve things like knowledge work and communication.
So the impact's not going to be the same everywhere. It depends on what kind of work is being done. It's not just like one type of job is vanishing overnight.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that Accenture's research also found that people with fewer digital skills, less experience, or less formal education, they're probably going to be hit the hardest.
So the digital divide, that gap between the haves and have-nots, it could get even wider.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about jobs disappearing. It's about who gets left behind.
It's definitely something we need to be aware of. And it's not just companies that need to adapt. Governments and regulators are also trying to figure out this whole AI thing. You mentioned earlier about Biden's executive order on AI, and China's got new regulations too. And that's just the beginning.
It seems like everyone's trying to find that balance, right? Fostering innovation, but also mitigating the risks. It's a global tightrope walk.
For sure. And there are no easy answers. But one thing's clear, we can't just ignore it.
Okay, so we've talked about companies needing to adapt, governments needing to regulate. But what about the individuals, the people on the front lines of this AI revolution? What can they do to get ready?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's not just about learning new tech skills, although that's definitely part of it. It's also about those uniquely human skills we were talking about before. Creativity, problem solving, empathy, adaptability. Those are the things that AI can't do, at least not yet.
So it's not about becoming AI, it's about becoming more human. I like that.
Yeah.
But let's get practical. What are some concrete steps people can take to future-proof themselves?
First and foremost, stay informed. Keep up with what's happening in the world of AI. Read reports, go to conferences, take online courses. The more you know about AI, the better equipped you'll be.
Knowledge is power, right? But it's not just about absorbing information, is it? We have to be able to use it to adapt and change with this evolving landscape.
Exactly. And that's where continuous learning comes in. Upskilling, reskilling. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and learn new things. The skills that matter today might not be the ones that matter tomorrow. Be ready to adapt.
Be a lifelong learner. Embrace new challenges. And don't be afraid to pivot if you need to. That's great advice.
Yeah.
What about people who are feeling anxious, even threatened by AI? What would you say to them?
I get it. It's natural to feel that way when you see headlines about robots taking jobs. But AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us, to all of us, to decide how we develop and use AI to make sure it benefits humanity.
So we're not just passive bystanders in this. We have a voice. We have agency. We can shape the future of work. That's a powerful message. But let's dive into some specifics from these reports. We've covered a lot conceptually, but I'm curious about the details. What really stood out to you from PwC's analysis of those half a billion job ads?
One thing that jumped out was that AI-specific jobs have actually been growing faster than overall job growth since 2016, and they often come with much higher salaries. So for people with those skills, there's a real opportunity here.
So it's not just robots taking jobs, it's AI creating new ones too. That's good news. What about the rest of us who aren't AI specialists? How will AI affect our jobs?
Good question. And PwC didn't just look at AI-specific jobs. They looked at the AI exposure of all jobs, meaning how likely is it that AI could be used for certain tasks within that job?
So like how likely is it that a robot could do part or all of your job? Kind of terrifying, but also fascinating.
Right. And what they found is that the jobs with higher AI exposure, they're also the ones seeing increased productivity. So in many cases, AI isn't replacing jobs entirely. It's changing how we work and potentially making us more efficient.
Which is what those CEOs are excited about. But it's not just about working faster. What about the skills you need for those jobs? Are they changing too?
Oh, absolutely. PwC found that AI is definitely changing the skills needed for a lot of jobs. So even if your job isn't replaced by a robot, you'll still need to adapt and learn new things. And that's where that AI-enabled ICT workforce consortium report is super helpful because it gives really specific training recommendations for all those different roles.
So we can't just assume our current skills will be enough. We have to be proactive. Seek out those opportunities to learn and grow and be willing to adapt.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical skills either. PwC actually found some surprising skill categories that are declining in demand, which suggests that AI isn't just automating tasks, it's changing how we think and work.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, traditional IT skills, for example. The need for those is actually declining because AI is taking over a lot of those tasks. So even in tech, people need to be ready to adapt and specialize.
So no one's off the hook here. We all need to be ready to adapt, learn new things, and embrace this changing world of work. But let's move on to McKinsey now. They took a closer look at how AI could reshape specific industries, right?
They did. And their findings are both encouraging and a little bit, well, sobering. They found some sectors that are poised for huge growth thanks to AI, but also some that could see a lot of job losses.
Okay, so let's start with the good news. Which industries are looking AI friendly?
Well, no surprise, the tech sector is expected to keep growing, even with the recent layoffs we've seen. AI is creating more demand for software engineers, data scientists, all those tech roles.
So if you're a techie, you're probably in a good spot. What about other industries?
Healthcare is another big one. AI could revolutionize healthcare, personalized medicine, faster drug discovery, better diagnostics, and that means new jobs.
So more jobs for doctors, nurses, other healthcare professionals. That's good news. Anything else?
Renewable energy is another sector that's expected to grow a lot, partly because of AI. We're talking about optimizing energy grids, creating new materials, managing all that data from sensors and weather patterns. AI is a key part of fighting climate change and building a sustainable future.
So AI isn't just about making money, it's about making a difference. But let's be real, not every industry is going to benefit equally. What about the sectors that are most at risk?
Jobs that involve a lot of routine, repetitive tasks are the most vulnerable to automation. A lot of manufacturing jobs, especially those with assembly lines and predictable physical work. But it's not just blue-collar jobs. AI can automate plenty of white-collar tasks, too. Data entry, customer service, even some types of financial analysis.
So it's not really about blue-collar versus white-collar. It's about the work itself. If a robot can do it faster, cheaper, more accurately, there's a good chance that job will be automated eventually. That's a little scary to think about.
It is, and McKinsey's research shows that we need to be proactive about retraining and helping workers transition to those growing sectors.
Right.
We can't just leave people behind.
Makes sense. We can't just leave people behind. But let's talk about Thomson Reuters now. They focus specifically on professional services, right?
Yeah, their findings are really interesting because they were looking at fields that have always been seen as less vulnerable to automation. Law, finance, accounting jobs that require a lot of education, experience, and human judgment.
So what did they find? Are the robots coming for lawyers and accountants now too?
It's not that simple. What they found is that professionals in those fields are actually very aware of AI. They're not burying their heads in the sand. They're exploring how to use it to their advantage.
So they're not afraid of AI, they're embracing it. That's a refreshing take.
It is, and it makes sense if you think about it. These are professions that already rely heavily on data and technology. They're used to adapting to new tools, and they see AI as just that, another tool.
How are they using it?
For lawyers, AI can help analyze tons of legal documents, find relevant precedents, even draft contracts, which frees them up to focus on more complex strategic work, like advising clients and arguing cases in court.
So AI isn't replacing lawyers, it's making them better at their jobs. That's a much more positive spin. What about accountants?
Same idea. AI can automate a lot of the routine stuff accountants do. Data entry, reconciliation, even some tax preparation. Then accountants can focus on more strategic things. Financial planning, analysis, advising clients.
So once again, it's not about replacing humans, it's about helping them focus on higher level tasks. But what about those concerns about relying too much on AI and those potential job losses? Did Thomson Reuters address that?
They did. And they found that while professionals are generally optimistic about AI, they're not oblivious to the risks. The biggest worry was over-reliance on AI. Professionals are worried that people will lose those critical thinking skills, that ability to make judgments independently.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, leveraging AI, but not becoming overly dependent on it.
Exactly. And they also found that professionals actually think AI will increase the need for human skills. Problem solving, creativity, empathy, teamwork. These are things that AI just can't do, at least not yet. And they're going to become even more important.
So the message is clear. Don't fear AI, embrace it. Learn how to use it to your advantage, but don't become too reliant on it. And keep developing those uniquely human skills that will set you apart.
That's a great way to put it. But before we move on, we should acknowledge that even with all the potential benefits of AI, there are still some serious concerns that need to be addressed.
Like what?
Well, one big one is bias. AI systems are only as good as the data they learn from. And if that data is biased, the AI will be biased too. And that can have huge consequences, especially in areas like hiring, lending, even criminal justice.
So we have to make sure that we're building AI systems that are fair and unbiased. That's a tall order.
It is. And it's not just about technical fixes. We need to have real open conversations about bias in our data and in our society if we want to build AI that's truly fair and just.
That's a whole other deep dive waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's important to remember that AI isn't a magic solution. It's a powerful tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil. We have to be responsible.
Exactly. And speaking of responsibility, we also need to think about what AI means for jobs and the economy as a whole. Some experts think AI will create more jobs than it destroys, but others are worried about mass unemployment and social unrest.
So how do we address those potential problems?
There are a few things we can do. Investing in education and training so people can adapt to those new jobs. We need to think about new models of work, like the gig economy, and make sure that those workers have the same rights and protections as everyone else.
Those are all really important things to consider. But I do think it's important to end on a hopeful note. Despite all the challenges, I think AI has the potential to really improve our lives in countless ways, solving big problems like climate change, disease, poverty. It can also free us from those boring, repetitive tasks and give us more time to focus on creative, fulfilling work.
I totally agree. AI isn't something to be afraid of. It's something to embrace. We need to face this new era with curiosity, creativity, and a commitment to building a better future for everyone.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the potential of AI, the challenges, and some steps that we can all take to be ready for the future of work.
It's been a great conversation, but before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought.
Please do.
It's easy to get lost in the big picture stuff, you know, so I think it's helpful to zoom in a bit. Remember that report from the AI-enabled ICT Workforce Consortium? They actually give specific training recommendations for 47 different job roles.
Okay, so we're getting into the nitty-gritty now. 47 different roles. Where do we even begin?
Well, they group them into families, which helps. Maybe let's start with cybersecurity, since everyone's talking about that these days.
Good point. Hacking, data breaches, it's on everyone's mind. So how's AI changing things in that world?
It's pretty interesting, actually. The report basically says that AI is becoming a cybersecurity pro's new best friend. Like, it can help detect and respond to threats way faster and more effectively than we ever could before.
So AI is actually making us more secure.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting.
Sounds counterintuitive, right? But think about it. AI can analyze mountains of data instantly, spotting patterns and anomalies that would take humans forever to find. They specifically talked about detecting zero-day threats, those attacks that exploit brand new vulnerabilities no one's even seen before. Traditional security systems really struggle with that, but AI could be a game changer.
Okay, that makes sense. But we can't all just clock out and let the AI handle it, can we?
Definitely not. The report's really clear about that. Human expertise is still essential, especially for those more complex, nuanced parts of cybersecurity. Things like threat hunting, proactively looking for weaknesses, or figuring out exactly how a breach happened, that still requires human intuition, experience, and being able to think like a hacker.
So AI is like the superpowered sidekick, but you still need a human expert calling the shots.
Exactly. And just like any good team, they need to work well together. The report talks about cybersecurity professionals needing AI literacy, understanding how the tools work, how to interpret what they're telling you, and how to integrate that into your workflow. They also talk about prompt engineering, basically learning how to talk to AI effectively so you get the results you need.
So humans and AI working as a team, playing to each other's strengths.
Exactly. And that's a trend we see across a lot of these roles. Take software development, for example. AI can already automate some coding tasks, like suggesting code, finding bugs, even writing basic code from simple instructions.
So AI is like the programmer's assistant. Does that mean coding boot camps are about to go extinct?
Not quite. The report makes it very clear. Human developers aren't going anywhere, especially when it comes to the more creative, strategic stuff, designing complex systems, understanding what users really need, writing code that's not just functional, but elegant and easy to maintain. AI's not there yet.
So it's less about writing every single line of code and more about knowing how to use these AI tools to your advantage.
Exactly. And that's a big change for a lot of developers. It's not about mastering one specific programming language anymore. It's about understanding AI, designing systems that use it well, and focusing on the parts of development where human creativity and problem solving are still king.
So this AI revolution, it's as much about mindset as it is about skills.
Big time. And it's not just technical roles either. Think about something like customer service, which is all about human interaction.
I feel like AI is already having a big impact there. I'm sure I'm not the only one who hates those automated phone menus.
You and everyone else. But yeah, you're right. AI is changing the game in customer service. We're seeing more chatbots handling basic questions, providing simple support, even passing those more complicated issues on to a human rep.
So is this the end of human customer service as we know it?
Not so fast. What's interesting is that even in a field where it seems like AI could take over completely, this report still stresses how vital real human interaction is. AI can handle the simple stuff, sure, but people still want that human touch for those complicated problems, the personalized help, the situations where empathy and understanding are important.
It's like that saying, people might forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. AI can't really do that, can it?
Exactly. So for customer service reps, it's about upping their game, being even better at those human skills. Empathy, listening, resolving conflicts, building relationships. They'll also need to be comfortable working with AI, understanding its output, and knowing when to take over a conversation smoothly.
So again, it's not about AI replacing you. It's about becoming more human, honing the skills that set us apart from machines.
Exactly. And I think that's the key takeaway from all this research. AI is definitely changing things, but it's not humans versus robots. It's about figuring out how to use both to get the best results.
It's about humans and AI working together as a team. That's a much more optimistic way to look at it.
I agree. And it's not time to panic, but it is time to be proactive.
So for our listeners, what's one thing they can do today to get ready for this AI-powered future?
Never stop learning. The skills you have today might not cut it tomorrow. Make a commitment to learning new things your whole life. Take some online courses, go to a workshop, just stay curious. The future belongs to those who are willing to adapt and evolve.
Great advice. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It's been my pleasure. Always happy to geek out about AI.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of AI.